Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. Very pleased to have with us right now Rabbi Dr. Moshe Sokol. He's Dean Landry College for Men. He's also the rabbi of the Yavne Minyan in Brooklyn. He's also a professor at Landry College. So thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Thank you. So I hear and I understand Landry College has been expanding. We've been looking at the men's division. A lot has taken place. A lot of new students coming in. So how's this year shaping up for you so far?
Well, it's really been a great year. In fact, campus enrollment this year over last year increased by 18.5%, which is a very dramatic increase, and that reflects a growing interest on the part of parents around the country and students around the country for the kind of educational and learning experience that we distinctively offer.
So if you were to give us, and this is a very hard to give, I think, a good answer to, but if you had to profile the average Landry College for Men student, how would you portray him?
That's a very good question. The typical Landry College for Men student, I would say over 90%, 85%, have come to us from Israel. They typically spent up to 2 years learning in a yeshiva in Israel. They were inspired by that experience, came to love to learn and love a life of Torah and a life devoted to learning Torah. But at the same time, they or their parents refuse to compromise on the kind of rigorous education that will propel them to successful careers. So our students come back from Israel inspired, motivated, but also driven to make a difference in the world.
You know, I'll tell you, I happen to have been at Landry College a while back in the installation of the new Rosh Yeshiva. I have to tell you, very impressed with the caliber of the boys that were there, serious, dedicated, good kids.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. We get kids who are homogeneous in the most important ways, but of course heterogeneous in other ways. Our students don't come to Landry College for Men unless they're really committed, because the program is a very demanding one. Learning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. College classes meet every day until about 7 or 7:30, and then there's a night seder. So why would a kid come here unless this is what he really wants to do? He loves to learn, but wants to be academically and intellectually challenged at the same time and in the same campus. So we get wholesome kids. That's one of the factors all of us in the administration and faculty are most proud of. These are young men who you would be delighted to have as a son or as an in-law, for that matter.
Which could be a whole different division, right?
And a very important one.
A very important division. Actually, as the chief rabbi of Bucharest said, it's not the division that counts as much as the multiplication.
But that's especially true if you live in Bucharest.
Yes, very, very true. Now, you mentioned the quality of the faculty and the students. So let's look at the faculty. Who do you have teaching our young men? And that's drawing, obviously, a lot of new students to the school. But let's look at who they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, our faculty really consists of two components. There is the Limudei Kodesh component and then the purely academic component. Since we combine, as you heard, lots and lots of base medrash learning, our Rosh Yeshiva and Rabbeim are crucial to the heart and soul and vitality of the institution. Our Rosh HaYeshiva is Rav Yonis Sachs, who is a world-class Talmud Chacham, who's taught for decades and is also Rav of a very large shul in Passaic, New Jersey. He has extraordinary knowledge and range, knows every student, cares about every student, spends the bulk of his day here from Shacharis until way into the afternoon. And he is sort of the, I guess, guiding Torah and spiritual light of the institution. And, of course, gives a regular shir as well. But we have many other wonderful rabbeim too. Rav Shmulevitz, Harmanahil, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Eliyahu Soloveitchik, gives one of the senior level shiurim. Other rabbeim, Rav Moshe Bamberger, Rav Mashkiach. We have quite a number of different shiurim at many different levels, so wherever a young man is at, if he wants to learn, we'll be there to help him. And our rabbeim are present. They're present during morning seder. They're present throughout large chunks of the day. They invite students to their homes. There's a lot of personal attention rabbeim give to their individual students, and that makes all the difference in the world for a young man coming back inspired from Israel and nesting back in all the challenges of the United States and the college challenges too. So I'll say a few words about our academic faculty, because That's why students come to us as a college and not only as for our yeshiva learning. We have superb faculty. The great majority of our faculty before coming to Lander College for Men have won awards, either for distinguished teaching or research. Our faculty are involved in research in many cutting areas of their fields. One of our professors, who heads the political science department, published a book some years ago by Cambridge University Press. He's currently on sabbatical, actually this year, writing a sequel to that book on political theory. Another one of our history professors is on sabbatical, published very extensively. They'll be back the coming year. But we have faculty who are not only teachers, but I want to stress two other important points. They, number one, have real-world experience. Theory is very important. That grounds one's understanding and practice of any profession or any discipline. But you need to know what the real world is like, too. And so the head of our business department managed hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on Wall Street before teaching at NYU, where he won, by the way, an award for teaching excellence and then came to Lander College for Men. The same is true of the head of our marketing department. The head of our psychology department is one of New York City's leading forensic psychologists. So these are people with lots of real-world experience, so they can take their research, they can take their deep theoretical understanding of the discipline, and make it real to students who will go out into the real world and need to understand how to apply theory to practice. And that makes a very, very big difference in how students succeed. And the other point I wanted to mention, aside from their academic distinction and their real-world experience, this is at least as important as those two, and maybe even more important. Our faculty care about our students. Classes are small. They're often present on campus. Students will just go over to a professor and start talking in the hall and discuss their homework or an exam or a paper assignment or whatever they can't understand. And students don't feel lost in a big sea of, you know, tens of thousands of students and 1,000 professors. Classes are small. Faculty know their students and care about them. A professor will come to my office and say, "Oh, you know, Shmuel, he seems to be having some difficulties. What can we do to help him?" It's that care and concern that is terribly important. Kids don't get lost, and parents should realize that their children won't get lost at Lander College for Men. So when you combine these three important qualities, academic depth, practical knowledge, and care for students, you have a dynamic combination which accounts for the success of our students, and they do succeed.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the faculty students and how they're able to relate at small classes. What is the ratio, faculty students?
The faculty student ratio is very low. A large class, an unusually large class at Lander College for Men, might be 20 or 25 students. The average class size, if you do an average, is about 8 to 10 or 12. But many classes, many electives are even smaller at the advanced level. It's that small class size that enables students to learn. You know, there's a lot of discussion these days in the world of higher education about online education and MOOCs. Your listeners may be familiar with that, with tens of thousands of students here, distinguished and charismatic professors teach using various media. Those are all wonderful things, but in some ways, I guess I'm an old-fashioned person, and I believe there's nothing like the interaction, live interaction, that goes on in a small classroom between a professor who loves his discipline and cares about his students, and students who hear that become engaged and inspired. That is the magic of a classroom experience done well.
And by the way,
the small classes and charismatic professors, we have that right here, and that's crucial.
By the way, that's the trend, because it used to be years ago where you didn't have the bond. I think parents and students today are looking, not just on the college level, even on a lower school level, looking for a relationship where there's more of an emotional bond between student and teacher than just giving a class and walking out.
That's absolutely right. I know from my own experience back in college and graduate school, it was the interaction I had with passionate professors who loved their discipline and cared about me that transformed my life and made me love the discipline I chose to enter. And that can't be duplicated in a more a large environment, or it can't be duplicated even by the best media. You want your professors to be mentors to their students. And mentoring requires a personal relationship. And I will tell you this, our students, even after they leave Lander College for Men, are frequently in touch with their professors, certainly with their ABAM, because their ABAM continue to be sources of guidance and wisdom for our students long after they leave the Beis Medrash. But our faculty as well. And that speaks to the kind of special bond you can create and cultivate in a small college environment with wonderful faculty and students who care about what they're studying.
Very, very important. Dr. Sokol, you said something before which struck me. You mentioned about boys coming back from Israel and, you know, and you, of course, you're working with them. And that's one advantage of going to a place like Lander College for Men as opposed to a regular secular college, is that you're able to continue that high spirit, that high spirituality, high energy that one has in Israel. Too often you hear about students come back enthused and go off to secular college and lose that fire, lose that spark. And from what you're describing, that spark can continue to be reignited at Lander.
Absolutely. You know, we had the accident of history, or Hashkacha Pratis, having been invented after the whole Israel phenomenon developed. We were founded in 2000. So we were able to look at what works in Israel, why is Israel so successful and powerful, a vehicle of growth and change on the part of American kids, and how can we take that experience and bring it into the very woof and warp of our own institution as we designed it from ground up. So we had a great gift, and that was the capacity to look at what works in the contemporary world and try to make that a part of our way of living and being at Lander College for Men. And so on the yeshiva side, as I mentioned, Rabbeim are present. They're in the Beis Medrash. We have many sholem and meshivim. We have a large staff. We have a large kollel. We have a vibrant smicha program. Every single college student is divided into a chabura, a small chabura, and they study with a kollel or smicha student on a weekly basis, a small group. They form relationships with the smicha or kollel students and with the sholem and meshivim. They go to their homes for Shabbos meals. They daven here for Shabbos, and so these kinds of relationships are partly what accounts for the success of Israeli yeshivas, and we've taken that model and we've said, let's make it happen in the United States. Why should a kid come back to the United States and lose that energy and that passion and that commitment and spirituality? So we try to absorb it here, and at the same time, and this is really crucial, transition kids into the real world. We're not aiming to keep kids in the Beis Medrash. If they do, that's wonderful, and we have a kollel and a smicha program, and we send many of our students off into careers in chinuch or rabbanus. But the great majority of our students are going to become doctors and lawyers and dentists and executives, and we need to be able to transition them from the power and potency of the Beis Medrash into their lives as young men and fathers, raising a family, continuing to study Torah, but keeping at the top of their profession at the same time. So this is a transitional phase in these student lives. So we take the yeshiva part so seriously, but we need to propel them to the real world where most of them will end up. I will tell you this, you know, we have an annual alumni Shabbaton. We invite our alumni back to Lander College for Men. We've done this for a number of years, even though we're still quite young. But over the past 4 or 5 years, we've had well over 200 alumni and their families come back. And I get the greatest nachas when I bump into an alumnus and he's in medical school or doing a residency or practicing law, and he tells me, you know, Dr. Sokol, I'm still in touch with my rabbeim and my professors, and, you know, I'm working or I have a good job, but I'm still kovei itim latorah, I still learn, and I'm involved in my shul. And he comes in tow with his two little kids in tow and a double carriage and with a wonderful frum wife. That's nachas. That's what Lander College for Men seeks to do. And I can tell you the joy I get, and all of us get, in seeing those young men come back. And I'll tell you something else, which is, I think, very revealing. You're talking about alumni. alumni have done very well, and I can give you some statistics about that in a second, but let me just focus on one point. We're a young institution. We were started in 2000. So our alumni are basically young men, just at the beginning of their careers. None of them have struck it rich. They're doing starting their law practice or starting a job or doing the residency at a hospital. But we decided, well, you know, let's see if we can raise some scholarship funds from our alumni. Now, we didn't expect to get a lot of money, but we wanted to begin to cultivate that kind of ongoing relationship. And so we had a phone-a-thon. And over the past 3 years, now listen to this statistic, because I think it's probably the most compelling statistic I can tell you about Lander College for Men. Over the past 3 years, over 70% of the students we contacted contributed.
That's an amazing
over
number.
70%.
Wow, you're the envy of a lot of fundraising groups.
Yeah, and you have to remember, the ones who didn't contribute usually said, look, I'm still on daddy's dole, I'm still a student, I really can't contribute. But even some of those kids did, which tells you that they left Lander College for Men happy. They're doing what they want to be doing. They're happy in graduate school, or they got into the law school they wanted to get into, or they've got a good job, and they feel good about their Lander experience, and they want to give back. Over 70% of kids who don't have a lot of money. That is, I think, the most compelling statistic I can share with you about what we do for our students. You know, kid gets a B when he wanted an A. He didn't, you know, he didn't like his room. There are lots of reasons not to contribute, but that 70% did, I think, is the most.
You're going to have to give a course
to what we do as a school.
So you're going to have to give a course on fundraising as well.
Not fundraising. These are wonderful young men, and they love their experience here, and they're happy with their life even after they leave. That's the biggest nachas of all, and that's the best evidence that we're doing a good job.
We're speaking with Dean Moshe Sokol, Dean Lander College for Men, who also rabbi of Yavne Minyan in Brooklyn. We'll continue our conversation looking at a unique educational school for young men. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away. Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. With us right now, Dr. Moshe Sokol. He is the Dean Lander College for Men. He's a teacher there, professor there, as well as the rabbi of the Yavne Minyan in Brooklyn. And we're looking at a unique educational opportunity for young men, which is represented by Lander College. So I was telling you off the air that that spark that the kids get in Israel is maintained when they go to Lander College. When they go to a lot of college, a lot of times they just fall back into the old routine and lose some of that spirituality that enthused them and infused them while they were in Israel for a year or two, whatever length of time that they were there.
That is correct, and as I explained before, we're successful insofar as we are because we model our Torah experience after what worked so brilliantly in Israel.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons that you're able to keep it going, I would suspect, is not just what you're taught in the classroom, but even activities on Shabbos, on Jewish holidays, Yom Tovim, the campus life, I think, is an important element to that component as well.
It most certainly is. And, well, here's just a way of formulating it. Israel, those of you who are familiar with the Israel yeshivas, and I suppose seminaries too, although I know less about that, have three kinds of Shabbosim. They're called in Shabbosim, regular Shabbosim, and out Shabbosim. And we have exactly the same model at Lander College for Men. We have in Shabbosim every few weeks where we expect all students to stay, and many may do. There's always a Rosh Yeshiva present and a very full and rich program. Then we have out Shabbosim. That happens once every couple of months when everybody says sayonara and you go home or wherever you live and you leave the institution. It's Thanksgiving weekend or President's Day weekend or something like that. But we have regular Shabbosim, and regular Shabbosim, many students, even those who live in the New York area, decide to stay on campus because we have kollel present, we have rabbeim present, there are programs, learning programs, other kinds of activities. There's often a tish. It's a very warm experience, and you have to remember our campus is in a lovely neighborhood, Kew Gardens Hills. Lots of shuls, tree-lined. I didn't really speak about this, but we have a 7-acre campus with a soccer field, baseball field, football field, tennis courts, basketball courts, a health club. So it's a very pretty, pleasant environment to be in, so lots of boys decide to stay right here on campus. And they have a wonderful, inspiring Shabbos with terrific food from local caterers.
And some of them even stay beyond. They live in the community even beyond their college years.
Yes, that's correct. We have a large group of alumni who've settled, at least for the time being, in Kew Gardens Hills, and they come to Dauphin. We have lots of learning and other programs for our alumni. So, yes, we have a whole chevra of alumni who live in the neighborhood and boost the neighborhood.
Now, the big question that I have for you, and this is complicated because we're living, unfortunately, in tough economic times, and tuition can play a role in whether somebody attends an institution like Landers or not. So how does Landers College for Men work as far as tuition is concerned, helping families that need assistance?
That's an excellent question because it's a very, very important point.
I'm sure you get it daily.
Yes,
right? You laugh because I know it's true, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a parent myself, I know exactly whereof I speak from the other end because I had to put a number of kids through college, too, in yeshiva. Our tuition is very low in comparison to pretty much all private universities and colleges. Tuition is around $15,000 a year. That's exclusive of tuition alone, which is very, very modest for the kind of combination of serious learning plus rigorous academics that one gets. We have dorms and a meal plan. So if one takes the total package, it's somewhere between $22,000 and $25,000 a year currently. Which is, for a residential experience combining learning program and college, extremely modest. And nevertheless, despite the fact that it's modest in cost, students get a really big bang for their buck since they're getting this outstanding learning experience together with this fine academic experience, which propels them into the careers they want to get. So it's great value for the money. It's great value for the money. Yeshiva, learning program, and college of the sort that gets you where you want to go. Food, wonderful dorms, a pretty verdant environment. It's just a great place to be for a very modest sum of money.
No, it certainly is, and that you have assistance for those that need it even beyond the modest price.
Yes,
you have.
Yes, we do. Thank you for mentioning that. We have two kinds of scholarships. We have need-based scholarships and academic scholarships. Need-based scholarships range over governmental sources of support as well as institutional sources of support. That is to say, Touro provides the scholarships, Lander College for Men provides its own scholarships, and we have an alumni scholarship. I mentioned that to you.
And you mentioned how much they raise, 70%, which I'm still thinking how impressive.
And then we have academic scholarships, kids that are do extremely well academically at the high school end or are wonderful learners. We have a learning scholarship. So there are many, many ways in which we can help great students get to Lander College for Men. Over, I think it's something like 80% of all Touro students get scholarships. So we are generous in the scholarships, and our tuition and costs are quite modest. So we will try to make it possible for any qualified student to come to Lander College.
Which is important to know. Now, finally, career, people go, they want their job, they want a career, they want education, they're goal-oriented, as you mentioned, a lot of them end up as doctors and lawyers. So how does it work as far as career counseling at Lander College, people who may not be sure where they want to go or need direction? So how does Lander College fare in that department?
So let me first start with some statistics and then get to career counseling. So we did a study of what happens to our graduates over a four-year period. We did this just recently. And these are the statistics that we have, and they're really quite remarkable. 100% of every student who applied to a traditional medical school was accepted over 4 years. 100% of every student who applied to dental school is accepted over a four-year period. And the same is true for law school.
Wow.
And they've been accepted to schools like Harvard, Columbia, NYU, Penn, Chicago, top places. Now, I can't guarantee that we'll have 100% acceptance rate forever. But over that four-year period, which ended just last year, we're talking about, you know, quite a fair number of students. We're talking about, you know, 20, 30 students, so these in each area. So these are significant numbers of students, and they've done brilliantly well. And that's because they have this great education. They're serious, solid students, get a lot of personal attention, a lot of guidance. And that really brings me to the career counseling and the guidance piece. We have a very active and effective pre-health counseling program, pre-health proficiency counseling program to help students get into dental and medical school. We work with them very closely. We do interviewing and mock interviewing and help them with their applications. We do a lot of work with our students. Same is true for law school. Psychology, which, by the way, is probably more difficult to get into a doctoral program in psychology than medical school by at least some numbers. Very, very competitive. Two of my kids are in doctoral programs in psychology, mm-hmm. so I know about it as a dad and not just as a dean.
We're allowed to shep nachas.
95% of our students who have applied to doctoral programs in psychology have also been admitted. That's because of the internships we help them get and the counseling we give. Overall, we have an active career counseling department. They work mostly with business students, computer science students, a growing major, you know, one of the STEM technologies fields. They provide them with help in resume writing, in interviewing skills. In fact, we've just purchased a pretty expensive software package which does mock interviewing, video mock interviewing, which the students then sit with the career counselors and critique themselves. They see what they're good at and what they're not good at. And students go through the process, are actually set up typically, and succeed in going through the process, are typically set up for interviews by the career department, who maintain relationships with many businesses and big accounting firms. And our students have done extremely well in getting the positions they seek, top four accounting firms, big companies. We have lots of alumni, not only our own, but Touro College alumni all over the country in many different fields, and we try to use those relationships to the benefit of our students.
Terrific. Now, you have a lot of different things that we spoke about today, and people can actually see it and come and be at the school. It's upcoming, so let's tell everybody when that date is for people to come and experience the Lander College for themselves.
I am glad you asked. We have an open house scheduled for Sunday, November 10th at 1 p.m. That's Sunday, November 10th at 1 p.m. Students and their parents can come and meet many of our rabbeim, Rosh Yeshiva, faculty, folks who are involved in the lives of the students, and hear details about who we are, what we offer, and why we have been growing at such a stupendous rate.
Now, do people have to sign up in advance? Can they just walk in? What's the procedure?
We would appreciate finding out in advance so we know how much, you know, snack to order. It helps us set things up, so I'll give you some information. But if for whatever reason that doesn't happen, come anyway. You're certainly welcome to come. So parents or students can call 718-820-4884. Again, that's 718-820-4884. Or email Rabbi Barry Nathan at bnathan, that's B-N-A-T-H-A-N, at touro.edu, or go to our website, the Lander College for Men, where you can find out more information. We have a vibrant website, lots and lots of detailed information.
And better run than Obamacare's websites.
That's because it wasn't designed by graduates of our computer science department.
But, right, you're talking about the Obamacare, not the Lander. We're talking about the Obamacare. Absolutely. Now we know where they should be turning to get guidance to correct the website. But certainly,
right,
it's
on the mark.
It's up and running and it's working, and people can use any means of connecting. But certainly, it's a great day to be there. See for yourself what Lander College for Men is all about. Dean Moshe Sokol, Dean Lander College for Men, we appreciate you giving us some insight as to what's going on, and look forward to having you back on a future broadcast.
I look forward to it as well, and I thank you for your hospitality.
My pleasure, and continued success, and good luck on the 10th of November with the open house.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And we're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.